A young woman peering through binoculars is the cover photo of a new Tourism North Bay magazine that hopes to lure tourists from other corners of the province to the gateway city. Tourism North Bay hosted a media event on Wednesday morning at Jack Garland Airport as the new magazine's launching point. Tanya Bidar, executive director with Tourism North Bay, says the magazines will be distributed to all the tourism sites across Ontario within the next couple of weeks. "You will notice from the pages of the publication it has a lot more of an urban feel," explains Bidar about the 57-page magazine that will also be available for digital download. "It also has that mix of natural environments, of course, but we are going for more of a lure piece which will certainly create the longevity we are looking for in the magazine. It has beautiful imagery, maybe a younger demographic and more of an urban vibe to be able to show the vibrancy of our community." Bidar says they will have some QR codes in the magazine that will direct readers to the Tourism North Bay website, which will allow them to track the readership. However, Bidar insists the printed copy is the key to the project. "There is still a need for print," said Bidar. "We are seeing that as far as feedback from our travel information centers in the province of Ontario, so we do get requests quite often for individuals even to get mailed a copy, so we felt it was still appropriate to be able to do a print as well as a digital copy." The magazine features insider tips from local fishing anglers and power sports enthusiasts, the rich tapestry of Indigenous history and culture, must-visit attractions and events, celebrating the Air Force defense history, as well as sharing valuable insights for travelers seeking authentic experiences and memorable adventures. Bidar says the magazine is full of stunning imagery, captured by several talented local photographers. "It was a lure piece and it was really important for us to work with local photographers to get that engaging photography," she said. "The imagery, to be able to tell a story and then really attract folks and lure them here to be able to explore even further. It is something we have never done before, and we are letting the pictures tell the story."